this week on Greenfield's Finest Podcast.
If you had to pick one member of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to marinate a guinea pig in their ass, who would you pick?
Uncle Phil.
Would you pick Uncle Phil? Went to a party. It was drug heavy. Very, very early afternoon drug heavy. And I walked in on the, geez Louise, fellas, let's drink some beers here. And it was just,
is that what you thought?
I knew what I was walking into, but it was just, I was like, man.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Greenfield's Finest Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Z. Bird Zidell. With me, as always, the boys in the building. We got my main man, Angry John Rosado.
What's up?
We got Big Dick Dr. Schultz.
What's up?
And we got old construction working pants, Moneyline Welsh. What up, Moneyline?
My back hurts.
Yeah, well, someone has to, you know, I had a big booth meeting today, so, you know, have to dress the part.
We got, I hope it went good, buddy.
Did. I think I lined up some booths.
I think I have my booth guy.
Yeah.
Real quick, right off the top, just to remind everyone, got a comedy show coming up April 5th. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. Just go under Greenfield's Finest Podcast Comedy Show, and it'll pop right up. And happy birthday to Roger. I was supposed to say this 6 months ago, but better late than never. I was going through my messages.
Happy half birthday, Roger.
We're getting ahead of the next one. So I didn't forget you, buddy, but I seen the message today, and you're in there.
Hope you're still alive.
I hope it wasn't after an 81st birthday. Welcome to the Big Dick tier, old Mike Daggs and Barry McCockiner.
People making up fake handles.
If you want to make up a fake name and pledge $10 a month, we're all for it.
Fuck yeah.
And
knock yourself out.
I promise the St. Elias Church, my girlfriend's dad's been volunteering there. Their fish fry this Friday. One of the best fish fries in the city. Go up there and see old Jack Garrett frying them fish.
I was about to lay into St. Elias. I'm glad you said.
Yeah.
That's the one on...
By Burns.
Burns, yeah.
He's a long-time member, so please don't lay into it. And head on up there, yeah. Vote also. Friday Beers, for those of you that are on Instagram, they run like a bracketology thing with all the bars, 1 through 64, you know, like the... Just like March Madness.
A bar bracket.
Two of our friends are on there. Obviously, 12 Whiskey Barbecue. Please vote for them. And Score Hill Sports Bar, which we do a ton of venues at. Let's try to get them moved ahead. If you can't, it takes a second to vote. It's not a big deal. And we got some new sponsors to the show. Welcome, Matt Rosado. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Matt. He does everything from simple handyman tasks all the way to kitchen and bathroom full remodels, full room renovations, decks, big old decks, the whole nine. He has a buddy named Ryan. And if you mention Greenfield's Finest Podcast, you get 10% off. And they renovate with confidence and trust at Ram Remodeling at 412-225-7321. That's 412-225-7321. And get rammed.
I was going to say, yeah, you like have to.
Yeah. Who's ready to get rammed? Maw Dukes. My mom will be calling me like, yeah, you do specialize in finger banging. I need my back door blown out. I need rammed, and I'm green. I want 10% off. GFP, motherfucker. Come here and renovate my back door.
You think, yeah. Well, there's your ad, Matt.
Yeah.
You asked for it, you got it.
Money well spent.
I hope that Venmo cleared.
It did, yeah.
Kenny's out.
Good.
What a cunt.
Jack.
He handled it like such a cunt.
But, yeah, that's some pussy shit, dude. You
gotta
be a
What do you think the pussy shit is?
That he was like, oh, you got someone else that he
tried to get out because he's not a competitor.
Yes.
And then he went to somewhere else where, like,
he'll never start.
It's a worse situation. He picks his way up.
So I think, I don't think Kenny's going to go to Philly and, like, start over Jalen Hurts, but do you remember how bad Jalen Hurts was the second half of the season?
Are you plugging to say he's going to be relevant?
I'm just saying
his career's over.
Do you remember how terrible fucking Kenny Pickett's been his entire professional career?
He thinks he handled everything right. He doesn't see anything wrong.
I mean, he got fucked.
Okay, listen. The offensive coordinator does not make you roll into fucking sacks.
No, no, but besides that, like, the thing, like, he should have, in all honesty.
Is it not his fault?
It was a one-year contract with Russell Wilson. Sit back, see what happens, and let it play out.
This dude been there and done that.
Or maybe beat him out in camp. You're only paying him 1.5. He could be beat out in camp.
He could be beat out in camp. Yeah, I agree with that.
For 100, yeah, that's not a big, like, investment from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, and they didn't come out and say, like, fucking, like, Russell Wilson's our guy.
Right, let's see what you got.
They didn't do that until they picked up Fields.
Yeah, right.
Then they were like, Russell Wilson's
like, what does he think he deserves?
Dude, he
really shouldn't have been.
I think he, in his head, he's a first round pick, and then he was stuck with the worst coordinator of the history of the NFL. And then he got hurt. He never got a fair shake. Say, like, he didn't dress in Seattle. He says it wasn't, the doctors told him it wasn't worth it, so he listened to the doctor.
Dude,
this is what he's saying.
He's lying.
Right.
That was, like, crybaby shit.
You don't know any
be
better than, like, what he says.
That's fine.
Right.
But the fact that as soon as Russell Wilson gets signed, he asked to get out.
He shouldn't be scared of Russell Wilson.
He shouldn't be.
No, I agree
with
you.
5'3".
And the weird thing, like, people don't,
is he scared?
Like,
I think he's scared of Russ's big hands.
Philadelphia.
Russ took a shot. Did you see that picture?
I did see that.
Did Russ?
Yeah,
that wasn't Russ's video, was it?
No, Russ was on a PJ with holding his kid. And he put his hand out like that.
That's they said Russell has the biggest hands in the league.
That's a shot.
Big for a quarterback.
Well, if you're going to be a crybaby, then I'm going to take a shot at
him. He's a small guy, so, like, I would imagine he has some big hands to fucking be able to pull off being an NFL quarterback.
The Eagles last year drafted a dude that they believe, like, they don't think he's, like, dude, there's no guarantee that Kenny's going to be the number two in Philadelphia.
Why? Who's the backup?
Carson Strong. And, like, no one's talking about that, like, because he just sat behind.
I mean, it's kind of like a lateral move. It's not like he bettered his situation.
I think he went.
There was some teams that wanted him.
They didn't
want. Somebody must see something in him. But
I'm telling you, what the Steelers did was, like, you want to go? And then they, like, sent him to the most, like, well, he says he wanted to go to the Eagles.
He's from Philly.
Right, I get
Jersey.
It.
What did they get, a six-round pick?
Yeah, same thing.
Are they swap picks?
Yeah, I don't even know, to be honest with you. They gave them away.
Right.
Yes.
I think we get, like, a third, and they get our fourth.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just think him being a crybaby about competition, everything like that, he bitched himself out of here, went to a worse situation for himself. Better team, obviously. Worst situation for himself. Deontay Johnson did the exact same thing.
Well, Deontay Johnson, they shipped him away to the worst situation they possibly could
and
get
that's
him
what
in.
I was going
they said
with,
they
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
You think, like, they did that purposely?
They told me they had a
no, that
shirt
was
on
purposely.
They had
there,
a better deal
there was different
with KC.
There was different deals with KC. I think, like, the Patriots, and, like, well, you're going to Carolina. You want to bitch about being on a Pittsburgh Steeler? We'll see you later.
Yeah. The cool thing I liked about Omar Khan is when he was like, what was the was, and he was saying, he's like, we received better offers. He was like, one of them was from Kansas City, and they were like, why didn't you send him to Kansas City? And we're like, I'm not helping them any more than they already have gotten helped to build a dynasty.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they're AFC, bro.
Yeah, that's smart.
Right. And it's just like, Carolina, I mean, Carolina's like a fucking, I mean, they almost, like, after what happened with them last year, dude.
Who's their quarterback?
Bryce Young. But I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying they have two number one picks back to back. I don't know where their team's going. Who knows?
They're horrible. Like,
suck.
It's the worst place you could have sent them.
Do you think AB's tweets broke Kenny Pickett a little bit? Because AB is probably one of the top guys on Twitter right now.
Well, it's not AB, but whoever's running AB's account.
Right.
Yeah.
Either way. Genius.
Whoever approached AB and, like, hey, I can monetize this account for you. Yeah. Let me just take it over. And, like, it's going to be, it's a hit. It's one of the better accounts on Twitter right now.
Dude, he was like, you're starting,
and then he started
starting your shift at Permane Brothers.
Yeah.
Dude, that was it. Like, Kenny had to go.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, I wish Kenny would have leaned into it a little more, like, start shooting back a little bit. I don't know why. Like, I get it. If you think you're the guy and you are a first-round pick and you didn't have a great situation, I get being, like, fucking, like, man, this fucking sucks, butthurt about it. But, like, you can't be scared of Russell Wilson, dude.
You got to say what you're supposed to say.
Right. He didn't even want to do that. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to work hard, and we'll see what happens when the season starts.
What else can somebody say about that?
Welcome
the competition.
Russ is 37. He definitely could get hurt, and then you're back in. And then you
can show something.
You got stuck with fucking the worst OC ever, and then two guys who never fucking called plays before in their fucking lives. Bad situation. but he didn't handle it great. And the whole, but the way the whole city turned on him so fast, it was insane. For Manny Brothers giving out $25 gift certificates if you turn in your picket jersey, it's cold.
Dude, Pittsburgh is cold-blooded when it comes to sports fandom, dude. I mean, fucking Terry Bradshaw got booed off the
field. What the hell do they think is going to happen in Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
a lot meaner up there. But the thing is,
throw batteries at
him. Here's the thing, though.
There's no expectation.
There's no expectation. And, like, he got brought to Philly. Like, he was our number one draft pick, came out from Pitt. People loved him and everything like that. I really think, like, with Kenny, it was really all about the shit, like, his actions, dude, like, off the field that he shot himself in the foot. That whole Seattle thing fucked it turned a lot of people off. Whether he chose not to or not, it turned a lot of people
when
off.
When they asked him, did you learn anything from what? No. He was like, no. You can be like, yeah, you're always trying to learn. You can learn on, you know.
Lie,
yeah,
but like,
what's the point of those vanilla-ass answers either? Just so we can
because you're why? A captain.
You look like you're upset.
No, because you're a captain. You got to be team first. You got to be like, you know what? I cherish these fucking moments where I can learn from somebody else. You know what I mean? It's a different perspective.
You don't want your starting quarterback saying that.
He's your team captain. What's he going
to
say?
Right, he should want to play.
You know what? I did way worse than Mason Rudolph, but I should still start. And I don't want to be a backup because I'm a me guy. Because
I played one good
guy.
Preseason game.
He's a fucking bum.
You don't want your starting quarterback. Yeah, no. If he's like, he wants to play. He should have been saying, "I want to play."
But you say you want to play, but not blame it on fucking bullshit. Like, oh yeah, the doctor said I can't play. That's why I didn't start as a backup. But, no, you said you didn't want to be a backup. So either own it or fucking don't say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's true. Like, I've read multiple things where the doctors told him, like, it's not worth furthering injury here.
But so
the way
he acted with Russell Wilson, you think that that's not true? You think it's less true or more true? I think
as soon as Russell got here, he told his agent, give me the fuck out.
Yeah, he's a crybaby.
That was it.
No, he's a crybaby.
I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. And I kind of understand
that. Then he's getting tweeted at by AB. I'll tell you what.
The tweets shouldn't bother you.
Fucking
you're
right,
man,
that tweets bother you. This isn't like me tweeting who has like 193 followers. Yeah. This is AB who has millions. Yeah. And it's right now
that
hilarious.
And getting, well, getting 100,000 likes.
Millions of what?
Followers.
Cuckoos. Yeah, okay.
I don't know how much money he has.
$1,000.
You're getting 100,000 likes on or more on a Kenny
Pickett. Yeah, he's dressing you up as a cracker. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the best thing for his career right now.
So Justin Fields, that was.
I like it for the. I think
a
six
round pick.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't know if Omar Khan planned it like that. I mean, obviously, I don't think he did. Like, but I think some things took place, and I think he showed his patience and like his like NFL knowing like what guys are actually going for, not jump the gun on Fields, let it play out. Now you got a much better situation where you got a quarterback who's 36 who won a Super Bowl, a guy like Justin Fields who could possibly have a really high ceiling, might do him a good to sit behind a Russell Wilson for a year, learn some stuff, and then I would love to see Justin Fields take off and then end up being our quarterback.
Yeah, but how do you do that if you go to pay Justin Fields $25 million?
Is that what they have to pay him?
Yeah,
this year?
Fifth-year option.
See, that's what I was always worried about with, like, one, I thought they'd have to give up a higher draft pick, which they didn't.
No.
And then the money.
The Bears wanted to do right by Fields, which obviously worked in our favor.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to send him to, a Carolina or anything like that because they kind of realized they mismanaged him like the Steelers mismanaged
Kenny. I could see the Steelers probably get, like, a mid-round quarterback. Like, they're still going to draft the quarterback.
Probably.
And then if he's, like, showing – like, then maybe just trade Fields. I mean, Fields might move around a little bit more.
If he can show some value, then he can be worth a decent trade.
I mean, he has shown value. Last year, towards the end of the year, he, like, really tore it up. But then, like, if you take his whole collection of, like, he didn't have a great career so far. But, like, last year he started to make a turn. He, like, a lot
it's
can be
been,
said.
What, 3 years?
A lot can be said, like, for Kenny, like it can be said for Fields. Like, you know what I mean? They both were in, like, weird situations. Both didn't have great offense. You know what I mean? Like, I thought Fields had a decent offensive coordinator, a good quarterbacks coach with Luke Getsy. I mean, like, I don't know exactly what's going on. They had no one around him till last year until they got DJ Moore. So, like, that was the first actual weapon he had, and DJ Moore had a career year.
Steeler fans are very excited about a quarterback that Denver paid $38 million or $48 million, whatever it was, not to play this year, and another Bears quarterback another Bears bust quarterback.
Dude, if they would have got the Wilson and then brought my man Mason's out of here, I think Mason would have done some damage. Given a fool.
You love that motherfucker.
Dude, look what he did with three games.
Yeah.
I love Mason.
He did better.
He's a professional.
He was better than Kenny.
Yeah, I guess they probably will draft the guy probably very late, I would imagine.
You don't think they have to go, like, you need a center.
No, I'm saying, like, right. Will they
yeah, late. There's no pressure. No. Yeah, no. There's no pressure
none.
You could pick up a nice game manager in the 6th, 7th round. Guy played, SEC ball. He actually got some, it don't have to be like the fucking highest dude up or just the dude who played.
Just a gunslinger.
Yeah, I don't know. You're in a tough spot because if you got to pay Fields that type of money, and then if Russ balls out, Russ ain't going to be paying for the minimum again, so he's going to be looking for fucking to get paid again.
But he's still, that money's coming from Denver either way, right?
Yeah.
For two years.
For how long?
2 years.
2 years? Okay.
So, like,
and so maybe he will then.
Why not keep sticking it to Denver? They owe him. What fuck? They owe him like $80 million anyway.
Yeah.
Let them pay for it.
I thought the 40 was the end of it. So no, they got to do that again.
Yeah, 80.
Yeah. He's going to take all Denver's
money.
Yeah,
let's use their Denver's money.
Yeah, we'll take Denver's money
as
well.
You're playing. Yeah, exactly. Our quarterback room is like $4 million right now.
It's cheap this season.
That's what I think. I mean, you can tell by the moves he's making.
I don't know what Fields is making this year, actually.
No, he's still on his fucking rookie. He's only his third
right,
year
but
in
he
the
was
league.
A first round draft.
I thought it was going to be his fourth year.
I think this is going to be his fourth.
Yeah.
He was drafted in 2021.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So whatever it is, no. Then this is his third year. This is still his rookie contract.
No. So he played 2021.
It's a 25 year. Yeah. This is 25. Going into. I have no idea what Fields is making.
I would imagine it's not.
I mean, Kenny was like 1.9 and Russ was 1.2 or something insane like that. Fields is owed a fair amount of money next year. I do know that.
But I think the Bears must be retaining some of the contract because they said it's like under $5 million for both of those.
That's great. Omar ain't done. They're saying he's looking for a receiver. Mike Williams just went to the Jets. He got 15. So he failed. I think he failed a physical with somebody, and then the Jets were here. We'll give you $15 million.
Well, so he met with us today or something.
He was supposed to. So we're looking at Brandon Ayuk, Diggs.
Wow,
Justin, that would be awesome.
AB's reporting that we're close to a deal with Justin Jefferson. So take that for whatever you want. That's coming.
So
from
we're definitely not Seth, getting Justin Jefferson.
That's coming from CTE ESPN.
I love CTE ESPN.
It's like looking good. It's like whoever's running it knows what they're doing. Like the fucking the visuals look good, the graphics look good.
He's
fucking
starting to
punctuation.
Go after some chicks, saying they stink. Like, what's his name? Sexy Red.
Yeah, I think he said Cordy B stinks or Sexy Red or one of them. Is
they stink.
Yeah, I mean that's just
stank.
Yeah,
stank.
I would love to know who's running that account.
Sexy Red is gross.
That'd be sweet.
Justin Jefferson would be like.
There's
insane.
No way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know.
We got
they're
Van
gonna want.
Jefferson.
I like Ayuk. Ayuk.
Ayuk.
Ayuk. Ayuk. Tweeted at Tomlin today because they put like did you see that? Yeah, they look alike. They move their faces around. They put the dreads on Ayuk and fucking the haircut on, or they put the dreads on Tomlin and then the fucking Ayuk haircut, or and then the Tomlin fade on Ayuk. And he's like, "What's up, twin?" or something like that.
Dude, Madden was talking about it, and he was talking to Trey Essex, and he was like, man, they fucking look exactly alike. They're like, what do they call it, doppelgangers or whatever.
I never noticed it until they put them next to each other. They do kind of look alike.
But
Madden's fucking blowing the Steelers right now.
Yeah, he said he'd jump back on the train. I mean, I'm excited for so far from this offseason. I think a lot of people are.
Dude, I forgot how much I hated Deontay Johnson until they showed that when that dude fumbled again.
How salty do you think this dude is right now?
Good.
Great.
That he could be out playing for the Chiefs.
Well, playing for the Chiefs.
But he's going to be in
playing
Carol.
For us at this point. Like, he fucked himself.
Yeah, right.
And, like, that's just stupidity. I mean, the Steelers, say what you want, but, like, it's a good organization.
Right, Carolina is, like, one of the worst.
Yeah.
And Deontay hated Kenny, and now Kenny's going to Deontay's going to I should have stayed there.
Dude, when he sat there and watched that dude fumble and just kind of, like, was like, fuck
turned
it.
His back.
You're a professional football player, and you just, like. You make, what do you make last year? $20 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
him. Fuck him.
See you later.
Good riddance.
Diggs. I'm not a big Diggs guy.
I'd rather not
Diggs. I don't know. When he doesn't get the ball,
he's a quarterback.
He's a diva.
So if you have Pickens and him on the same squad, they're both not getting going to be able to get the ball every game. Like, one of them is going to be snapping out every fucking game.
I think Ayuk has been, he's like been to the Super Bowl a couple times. He like knows how, I don't know. I think he's a better mentor for Pickens. You know?
Ayuk's a little a better version of DJ.
Yeah.
Dude, he lit the Steelers. I remember watching the Steelers game. Like, who is this Ayuk guy?
They're also talking about Debo a little bit, too. I heard his name floating around.
I did hear that.
Debo in a fucking Steeler uniform.
Dude, he belongs in a Steeler
he's
uniform.
He's a Steeler kind of guy.
He likes, get back to
likes to lower that shoulder.
Yeah, Debo don't fuck around.
He plays every position on a damn offense. You know
it's crazy when you don't have to pay a quarterback $50 million a year what you could go do. You like the Bengals, you haven't heard dog dick about
them.
Dude,
they said this is the first time in like almost a decade that we've been able to have
it's weird
like room.
Doing this in free agency.
They still did it a little bit last year, though.
That's going to be in the draft, I think.
Yeah.
Their first pick is going to be a center.
I like that dude. Yeah, they have to go for a center, maybe like a right tackle or left tackle, one or the other.
What's Broderick Jones, our left tackle?
He's a natural. They had him playing right tackle, but he's a natural left tackle.
Okay. And then we still got that dude from the Eagles. He was last year like ranked number one guard in the NFL. He had a great year. So all we're really missing.
Need a center.
Center.
A little bit of depth.
Yeah, absolutely. Because O-lineman, man.
You got enough tight ends. Enough running backs, enough quarterbacks. Yeah, they're in good shape. We'll see.
Another receiver. Defense is getting short
Super
up.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Time to put our futures in.
The Pat Queen, dude, that might be one of the best fucking underrated. Everybody's talking about quarterbacks. That's a huge.
We talked about it a lot last week.
I thought you were talking football.
It's 2 weeks ago. We talked about it a lot last week.
sorry, Jack.
Pit Hoops got fucked.
Those crybabies there.
Duquesne's in.
Fucking Raiders.
The Dukes are in. Old Mr. Rosado busted
out. What is it with
jersey.
Pitt people just fucking crying all the time? Kenny Pickett, the whole fucking hoop. They can't play the NIT.
Well, I think Pitt should have got in. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I watched Pitt all year long, but I did see like Pitt's. Like stats next to Clemson's, and like I think Clemson beat them twice this year. That being said, Clemson's like a 6 seed, and Pitt didn't make the tournament. Their records, like home, away, strength of schedule was all exactly the same. Clemson's a 6 seed, and Pitt didn't get in. You know what I mean?
I did watch them against who the fuck did they lose to? Them two guards were unbelievable.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back.
They need a big man.
Yep. They do have a big man. He got hurt. He didn't play at all this year. They have a 5-star center who got fucked up who's going to be
that
playing
next year.
That number
25 in there, dude. He's like fucking 7 feet tall.
He's a string bean.
That big dude from North Carolina just butted him out of the way like a shack.
They got to get some weight on that kid. And then they declined the invite to the NIT. They're getting a lot of heat for that. I don't really hate that. If you don't want to go play in the NIT, I guess not. But if you're a senior, but I guess if all these dudes are coming back, like, fuck it. We'll get them next year. But, I mean, that's some more games to play.
Yeah,
hanging out with
you
your friends.
Play,
you're going to be a one seed in the NIT. Good chance to win it.
Go
like,
play
I don't,
some hoops.
Go play. Right. They said, I read something today where it said, like, kids on the team had some personal issues going on and blah, blah, blah. So maybe that really does have something to do with it. But there was like four or
they
five.
They declined it pretty quick. Like, they would have went and played the tournament.
They didn't. Of course.
Right, but I mean, personal issues came up?
Sure, I get it.
A lot
it.
Of crybabies. A lot of Kenny Picketts on that team there.
Yeah, I would. I mean, go play with your boys. Go win the NIT.
Go play hoops.
Yeah.
What else you better do?
That's what you're here for.
Yeah, you get
guys to
go hang out in a hotel room, do some, you know, hang up, go to a different
Capel
fucking state.
Seems like he don't realize this isn't Duke quite yet.
well, I mean, it's a big program.
It is, but he's a little bit arrogant. I don't know.
He's the head coach of a big program.
Yeah, I know, but go fucking play in the NIT.
I think that was a vote thing. I don't think that was Cable's call.
Who voted?
I think the team voted. Do you want to go play in the NIT? And they just got fucked out of the tournament. They're like, no, we don't.
The crazy.
They should have gave him a night to sleep on it.
They should have gave him a night to sleep on it. Yeah, right. I seriously thought that
because
it was like minutes later, and they're like, Pitt's not going to the NIT. I'm like, dude, that's like a. That's a knee-jerk reaction. Right. Let him sleep
that's
on this
like,
for a
like
second.
Like getting dissed by the hot girl, and the
yeah,
other girl's
like, "Fuck her."
The other girl's like, "Well," and you're like, "No." And then the next day, you're like, "Yeah."
And then you had to go home and jerk off.
Yeah, right. Then you have a couple Coors Lights, and you calm down a bit, and you fuck the fat right. girl.
Why did I do this?
They were saying they came out and like Pitt's athletic director was like complaining about it, and they were like, they flat out said like, "This will like this falls on you too." They were like, "You're the one that." Makes the schedule like you're the one that pit okay.
the strength of schedule,
strength of schedule.
Like, I mean, come on, and that's a weird thing with that. Like, you never know who's going to be good and who's right. going to suck, so it's hard. I don't think Pitt picked that schedule to be weak, I think they picked it to make it, and other teams have shit the
well,
bed.
That's another reason I hate them because they stopped playing that city game. And obviously, the Pitt's the way bigger program,
yeah,
but they're right, they're like.
They should play that.
You're
city
both
game.
On 50 on Fifth Avenue. Just go play the hoop game.
Play the city game.
That'd be awesome.
Pitt should play West Virginia like, every year. It's right. just so dominate when they don't do what they're supposed
but
to
like
do.
But like Capel, that was like something else. He just kind of put his nose up to Duquesne. Like, what's the point?
Well, they 100% should play that game, but Pitt has nothing to win in that situation. And Duquesne's program is much better than it used to be when Pitt used to drum them every year.
Yeah.
So if they lose to Duquesne, they beat Duquesne. All right, you're supposed to beat Duquesne. But when they lose to Duquesne, like, dude, you lost to fucking Duquesne. You know what I mean? Right. So, like,
that was the Super Bowl for Duquesne.
It's a no win situation for Pitt. That being said, they still should play the fucking city game.
Yeah.
I agree.
How was St. Paddy's Day, boys? Did everybody get all fucked up? Eagle Tits, you get all fucked up? Did you do, Eagle Tits?
Just way too much drinking, a little bit of smoking.
Eagle Tits wilding up.
A little
Eagle,
booger sugar.
Eagle Tits was doing
dope.
Meth.
Eagle meth.
Eagle meth. All
what'd you
up.
Do? Oh, what kind of drugs did you
I'm
do?
I'm not going to go at all.
Come on! Don't be a pussy.
We all bear our souls on this fucking thing. You tell us what you did.
We went to a party. It was drug heavy. Very, very early afternoon drug heavy. And I walked in. I was like, "Jeez, Louise, fellas, let's drink some beers here." And it was just funny.
Is that what you thought?
I knew what I was walking into, but it was just. I was like, "Man, what's up?"
For the record, I was not there.
No, Shirley just waits to get fucked up on Tuesday night. God forbid he hangs out with his friends on a Saturday.
I hang out with my friends on a Tuesday every week.
It starts drinking at 3:38. Dad's like, "You ready to go to the garage, boy?" Shirley's like, "Yeah, I got the podcast." And just fucking double fisting flag of whiskey.
Well,
bottles.
We got down early today because we poured that bar.
Bar looks great.
It looks good, huh?
Yeah.
It looks good.
I want to hear. I got a good story. I want to hear you guys.
No, it was a very normal St. Paddy's Day. Our one friend has a party every year. We went down there, got fucked up, and then walked on over to. We were in Southside. Walked over to the bar, to the flats for like an hour and a half, and I just felt 1,000 years old. And then I went home. The flats was like so busy that I walked upstairs and like put my head up just to like see if like how busy was up there. There was a million, and I turned back around. I went downstairs. And I was like, okay.
Too many people.
Yep. Some dude tried to fight me as soon as we walked in because like I didn't like I said excuse me a million times. He didn't hear me, and he like tried to pick a fight with me. I'm like, dude, I am 40. I am exhausted, dude. Like, you.
I have a child. I was like, that doesn't sleep.
Would you like to fight? Is this where's this going? Because I cannot argue with. I just realized I've lost the ability to like. With small talk and just like, where's this heading? Like, let's just get.
Are we fighting or not?
I walked away from like five people at the party in like a middle of a story just because I couldn't handle it anymore. I'm like, I had enough. Like mid conversation, I just walked away, and it was just I came a little later, so that's my fault into a high volume fucking alcohol situation. So I did my best to catch up. I was chugging some brews. But yeah, the first hour and a half was brutal, but I caught up.
I was down there early. I got down there with John Pot 12:30. John and his wife, and then like,
did you give John a ride?
Yeah, we took John's car. I drove down. Yeah,
did you have to wait. You have to wait at all?
No. Okay. They were ready.
Johanna was only ran about
well
a half
played,
hour late.
That ain't bad
for
that's
her.
That's early, bad.
Dude. Because yeah, I get, right. I'm like, dude,
for Johanna, that's
late.
Early as hell.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
And Rosado had like ginger ales and shit, so we were cool, and the kids were running around. I was like, all right, so we were just hanging out for
half
a second.
Half hour, three ginger ales.
That's it. I'm ready to go, and then we drive down there. It was a good time. I only stayed for about 2 hours, and then. due to my previous situation in life, I was like, it'd be in my best interest to get the fuck out of here. But
he's like, damn, them 27 shots they did in 2 hours are looking good.
Yeah, it's starting to look good. And the way Carl's eating the side of his head is looking real tasty right now. But
his head looks delicious.
Dude, I had a comedy show Saturday night in Johnstown. So I go up to Johnstown. I'm like, I drive up there, and it's at this place called Rusty's Tavern.
Does Johnstown have, like, Saturday festive?
So, they're, like, I'm coming from Pittsburgh, where, like, I was down the south side for a little bit during Saturday. People everywhere. Everyone's wearing green. St. Patrick's Day, you know, places going nuts. Up to Johnstown, where they had one, like, clover on
they're
the
still
wall.
Recovering from the flood up there.
Yeah, so, like, I'm like... They're like
it's 72.
It's like St. Patrick's Day comedy show bash. So it was packed.
Bash.
It was packed with 27 people. And she was like, "It's sold out." I'm like, "Okay." And then so I'm going second, and like the kid goes ahead of me, one dude goes ahead of me. That's all right. I go up, and I'm telling jokes, and they're going good. And the lady who runs the bar comes out mid joke. And just goes, "Does anybody need more shrimp cocktail?"
No
and
way.
Just ordered a tray. Dude, and I'm fucking dying. Because people are raising their hand like, "I do.
They do.
I do." And I'm like, I'm losing a fight to shrimp
been
cocktail.
Part of, it must have been part of the ticket.
It was $20 comedy show with shrimp cocktail.
All the shrimp cocktail you can eat.
I fucking start fucking with that. But like the bar was like a cool little bar. There was some like dudes just like us there. And it was like. There was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in Johnstown. It seemed like there was like some like tougher dudes in there, like with leather jackets. They were just like wearing sunglasses. I'm like, you know, you could take them off, boss, you know. But they wouldn't come in the comedy show, but they were like sitting at the bar chuckling. Like they were like too tough to laugh.
Like, I don't want to laugh.
Too cold to laugh.
Yeah, but I heard the one dude's like,
like, you know what? You're pretty funny.
I'm like, he was too busy eating shrimp cocktail, but dude.
I'm here for the shrimp cocktail.
I was like, this is, I was like, so this is where I'm at on St. Patrick's Day. 5 years after I start comedy, I'm in Johnstown telling jokes, fight while some lady's screaming out shrimp cocktail. Like, what the fuck?
What are we talking, like, what kind of shrimp cocktail are we talking here? Like a Walmart tray shrimp cocktail, you think?
Yeah.
Where, like, it's just like the peel back fucking, the foil peel back cocktail
the
sauce.
I would say it's more like the Walmart one, but she had already separated them, so, like, you would get four at a time. So, like, if you were like, yeah, I want more shrimp cocktail, she had four ready. Like, she
like,
had four.
Like, four in, like, a napkin?
She no, skewered them.
Four in, like, on, like, a little plate with cocktail sauce, like, in the middle.
She was fucking.
She was on it.
She was.
Yeah,
so like,
she was on it.
So, like, she would just, like, drop them real quick, and then she'd, like, look right at you and be like, "I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it was part of the deal." And she just goes in the other room.
Like, she's like, they loved her.
It ain't
going to
keep.
Yeah, it, like, she was, like, 68, 5 years old.
If someone's pushing shrimp cocktail on you, like, we got to get rid of this, you stay away from the shrimp cocktail because it's probably already turned.
It's been in the fridge for days.
Yeah. So somebody at our party asked me if we were going to old Kenny's party. So apparently our boy Kenny has a big St. Patty's Day smasher every year that he does not invite us to.
We invite him.
Oh, we do?
He invited me on Facebook.
Okay, man. Yeah. Well, that sucks. I was going to lay into him. But,
yeah. We just lost a segment now.
Well, there's 10 minutes. Yeah.
Dude, it took me forever to respond. I'm like, dude, if you make your way to Southside, stop over.
Yeah.
He just gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah. One of our boys, hey, you going to Kenny's? I was like, I wasn't told about Kenny's, but I guess I was.
Yeah, he told us all to come on. He texted me today, too, and said, "Hope you guys have a great St. Patrick's Day. If anyone don't show up, let me know for the pod." He was ready to jump in. I said, no problem.
He does so. He's having a 3-day hangover.
Yeah, he's like, "Babe, when's not feeling well, I'm ready to jump in."
All right, what a good man.
Let's do some voicemails, then.
You got it. GFP, Mike, New Stanton, sober this time. Gear Grinder. Fucking fish fries. So, not big Catholic or nothing. Me and my son, 15, kid can eat, you know, football player. Like, let's go get like 3-4 fish sandwiches. First one we go to, out of fish. Okay? Another one down the road. Go to that one. out of fish. Mind you, it's 4:30. It's not like it's fucking 7 o'clock. Go to the third one, no fucking fish. So, fucking go to Eaton Park. Fucking packed. So, what the fuck is going on? Are all these olds out there fucking 3 o'clock getting 17 fish sandwiches and going to fuck home? How are you going to have a fish fry and run out of fucking fish at 4:30? Fucking pieces of shit.
So, must be a good fish fry.
Keep it up. Good shit.
Yeah, I mean, 4:30 is way too early to run out of fish. These fish fries, I think, can you, like, order online and shit now with some of these?
Some of them you can.
Yeah, so that's
order
money
ahead,
in the water.
Like,
yeah,
people order ahead.
Yeah, it's like, because I've been to, like, ones where it's just, like, you just see hundreds, like, a bagged up, ready to roll.
Right,
and, like,
right.
And, like, yeah, I could see them
yeah,
running
but still,
out of fish.
You'd think, like, most of those fish fries are, like, churches trying to raise funds for their thing. Like, dude, have backup.
But yeah, but you don't want to get burned on the back end.
Yeah, because
mine's
almost
over.
Yeah, right. Like, you can't freeze fish for a year.
Yeah, no. But you could sell it to kids as fish sticks.
I know up at the St. Elias one, they get so much fresh fish for that week. And, like, that's
it's
all they
week. It's gone.
It's right. gone. It's gone. Like, they
and they probably had to adjust since COVID and fucking probably fucked their numbers all up. And they had to scale down. And now they're ready to scale back up.
And now everybody's back shortage. Into the fish fries.
The fish game.
It's ruthless out there. That's crazy. Everybody went to Eaton Park for the whale of the, what was it?
Whale
of the cod. Yeah, it was. They were probably selling some fish at the old Eaton Park.
What's up, boys? Drunk ass calling in. Was calling in regards to Mike's story about getting a rear end in that guy, and more so Jack saying, "Hey, sometimes you know you got to pull away." Years ago, we're coming home from camp, heading to Lawrenceville. We're doing bear bongs out the window on 79. We're all fucked up. And this guy, I don't want to name no names, but call him Lenny. He rear-ended the fucking guy. Like, Ken, I mean, Len, what the fuck are you doing? This guy gets out of his vehicle. We're on Butler Street. He's like, need your license and insurance and that. And Lenny's like, all right, sir, all right. You know, I said, hey, buddy. I'm sitting in shotgun. I said, hey, buddy. Go in the PNC parking lot. You know, we can exchange information. We're blocking up the street. We're going to the Steeler game, you know. Oh, okay. He pulled into PNC parking lot. Lenny, just sitting there, ready to pull. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Drunk as fuck, go. Are you sure? I'm like, fuck it, go. He hits the gas, go up in the tennis court and starts drinking. Granted, now that I'm older, I might have stopped, but we're drunk as fuck. Could have led to a DUI. Who knows what could have happened? Jack, you're right. Sometimes. You just gotta
sometimes
go.
You gotta go.
Minor like
you
that.
Gotta go.
Oh, wait, you know, save your future. But, Colin, a great show, guys. Keep up the great work. Last episode when you guys were talking about steroids and, you know, Rose's name popped up, I nearly pissed my pants on a bus laughing. Great show, guys.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Yeah, I'm not saying you hit and run all the time, but there's times you gotta hit and run.
You gotta drunk. If it feels right.
Yeah, and especially if that idiot fell for the old 52 fake out, pulling the PNC parking lot.
Pull
over there, but I'm gonna be right behind you.
The funny thing, I can picture the whole thing in my head. Yeah.
You gotta go quick, though, because you get caught on that whole hit and run. That's a whole other slew of charges.
Yeah, you just up the ante.
Up the ante.
Hey, what's up, boys? Gary from Baldwin. Just wanted to give you a shot. Little fucking eat it here. You know, for a hundred times, Jack calling me hot, stick and pick and all that fucking shit. Now, Deber saying it's a fucking South Park episode. The only thing I take from South Park is mental imagery of the girls running in their fucking yoga pants. They did. They talked to Shuley. My main man in Risotto. You guys, your back have to be hurting from fucking carrying these two dick shit. Dipshit. Anyway, so allow me to introduce myself. We'll buy you. This is actually Crawford. I'm kidding. It's the fucking Gary. I'm 35 years old. I got free lunches from the school. So jokes on that dude who was stealing my paper bag ones. Anyways, I celebrate No Dad November like D-Bird. I did a lot of coke with my mom like D-Bird. Struggled with addiction. I got my fucking shit together. Now I sell stuff in warehouse. That's why I travel. Meet a lot of cool people and do a lot of, you know, fun shit. I live near Frisch's Chicken, got two kids, 11 and 2. First one was a little accident, a little oopsie. Second one was planned. Been with my wife since high school. She fucking hates my guts. And I went to Pitt, for real. I'm like fucking Jack. I coach football in my free time. So that's pretty much Gary. I had a bunch of buddies saying they were going to call in and listen to the show. None of them fucking called in. Guess what? None of them. Fuck them. Especially you, Greenfield Joe. That fucking hurts. You fucking lied to me. You know these guys. Anyways, if you go spot on a show, I'd love to come on, let people meet fucking Gary. I know Kenny's honorary, you know, fifth member. but I could read ads or something. Jesus Christ. Like, come on, guys. I'll tell you this much. I can get some cool people on other than that fucking urinal cake from Spearmint Rhino, like an NFL tight end who actually roomed with Russell Wilson. Anyways, hey, Kenny, you want to go cage raid, take some pictures with the fans? I'm all fucking in, buddy. You should get my number from the gang. All right, boys. See ya.
Dude, he must like cocaine.
Hey!
I hope so.
Hey, he was zooming.
Yeah. Zooming.
Call me.
Frisch is fire, so he lives right by there. It's
what is it?
It's like a little, like it's a deli up on it's like Cathy Village, I think. It's bomb.
South Hills, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that Gary kind of covered it there.
He sells
he covered
stuff.
Everything.
Sells stuff from a warehouse. I'm not 100% sure what that means, but okay.
Liquidator.
Okay.
That's a people. It's a big thing now.
Liquidator and could travel a lot.
Z-Bird put him on blast, said he's making up stories from South Park. He wasn't happy about it.
He said 7 million things in that.
Yeah, there's a lot to take in.
I'm lost. I appreciate the call, though, bud.
You keep calling in.
It's Yosh. First, I'd like to say I'm appalled at your guy's choice of picking Kenny over me. Sure, Kenny's a big dude. Got big hands. Kenny's got street man. La-da-da-da-da. What? I don't find the street, me? Listen, I might be Zillion Opal Yosh now, but cuz. I'm just like Lean. North side for life. You can take the boy out of the north side, but you can't take the north side out of the boy. And the only reason we moved out to the suburbs is because I got expelled out of the Pittsburgh public school system. Also, I got 2 weeks of Greenfield living in me. You guys all know this. I lived in Greenville for 2 weeks with Angry John's first cousins, my second cousins. And I rep Kirchner Street just like Gritty and Z-Bird. Kenny, you ever lived in Greenfield? Kenny and I could take this to Cambridge or a mud pit. But we are doing it for a charity of our choice. And that charity is all proceeds go to Kenny's and my Icy Light Fund. Z-Bird, get us on the card. Later. Yeah.
If you and Kenny want to fight, I guarantee I can get that on the card.
Dude, I mean, if we would start putting like a rough and rowdy together through Cage Rages, through GFP listeners, that would be something.
How about this? Okay, starting now, as you hear this, it call in next week with a voicemail of, say, you would like to fight if you have a certain caller you'd like to fight or whoever you want to fight. And give it to us, and we'll see what we can do to put that together. We actually, this could be something big.
You might be onto something there, buddy.
Anyone will take all callers.
No,
I mean,
you're kidding.
Yeah.
What's up, boys? Weekend. It's Kenny. So we got another guy looking for his 15 minutes of fame, talking shit. Last time, during the live show, when I ripped my shirt off, I heard the ladies at a podcast, the list, lady listeners, like the numbers tripled. So it looks like maybe we need to get some more lady numbers in there. So they need me to take my shirt off again, oil up, smack this guy around, whatever I'm going to do to help out. You know, I'm always there. Don's, guy just friend requested me on Facebook. Let's see, testosterone. I wanted to say, my pick, Sholey. I heard all the testosterone is stored in the foreskin, so he got a leg up on you guys, if you will.
A cock up.
We shall see. That's interesting.
Wait, so who was talking shit on Kenny last week? Yosh or fucking Yosh? So Yosh was talking shit again this week?
I thought it was Gary that was talking
shit.
So
Yosh said, fuck Kenny, but he said, just kidding, but you guys are laughing so loud, no one heard that.
And then you started talking about like how big Kenny was, and he's like, you don't want that smoke.
And now, and then Yosh
So Yosh called back and said he indeed does want that smoke.
He said,
he did, and... You know, Kenny's about that life. Dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think it's going to happen.
Polish Hill, North Side. I don't know.
Yeah, equally as goofy neighborhood. So who's the fuck to say
we
there?
We might have something going here, boys.
Dude, I think that is the main event. Yosh,
something's
first
cooking.
Kenny.
I mean, Yosh.
We're going to make this happen.
The amount of people that would show up for that. I honestly think it'd be at least 150 people, right?
Dude, I think,
as much as the live show.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more than that. Yeah. So, like, well, what? We sold 120 tickets for the live show?
Yeah.
The last time we did one? So, yeah, at least 150 people.
At least. And then we find a good local venue, throw them in the octagon, let them go at it.
Oil them boys up, grease them up.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I could.
Can we get them in the rhino cage?
I think it would have to be the rhino. We got to keep our LLC off it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm saying the rhinos, they fight, and then the girls get in.
We need someone else to absorb that risk.
We need someone with insurance.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I mean. So I think I can make a phone call tonight after the podcast, and I'll ask him. I'll say, hey, I actually have a crazy idea. If you really want me to get some fucking people down there, these two guys from the podcast, they're longtime listeners. They want to fucking fight each other.
3 1-minute rounds.
3 1-minute rounds. And then, you know, you're allowed to have a guy in your corner, like Hype Man, and you get a bottle of water. But, like, you know what I mean?
Everybody will stay there and drink after.
You get the Modbro one boob per round.
Yeah, they're the main event. They could have their chicks before there. I mean, yeah.
I think you would get. Yeah, this is $1 million idea. I don't even know if I'm going to share it with them.
Yeah, right. But yeah.
But then again,
with the hoi polloi.
But then again,
but it's one thing to call in a podcast and like talk shit. The actual like, he's, I don't know how old's Yosh.
Yosh is like a little bit young. I think Yosh is like probably 30s.
Yeah, I mean, Ken's our age. I don't know if he really wants to fight, but I think if he gets called out, he probably would.
I think he does. There's no way now that Kenny don't want to fight.
He's a bus driver, dude. Of course he wants to fight, dude. Yeah, he's put up with assholes all fucking day.
He probably
you don't think he has a lot of rage?
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. So I'm going to make some phone calls tonight. I'm going to touch base with Yoshi and Kenny, see if it's for real.
You guys, this contract signed.
I'll get you guys each, you know, you just get financially compensated for fighting. Me and Eagle Tits do all the fights. They pay the fighters. So you need to receive money, and you'll probably bring in a lot.
It'd be more about the glory than anything.
Oh, yeah, you'll be the king
of. We'll have to get a belt.
And we'll start, king of GFP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll bring both of you on. You got some fucking cut, like, wrestling promos.
Yeah, that'd be fucking hard. I got some good ideas for Yoshi and Kenny. It's like some old school macho man shit.
Loser leaves town.
Yeah.
Loser can never call the fucking voicemail again.
Nah, we need that.
If Ken loses, we'd be fucked. We need Ken calling.
Hey everybody, Eagle Tits here. Time for your favorite part of the show, the ads. Our sponsors help keep the show going, so if anybody that we talk about interests you, please go show them support. Alright, let's get into this. Located in the heart of Pittsburgh's South Side, 12 Whiskey Barbecue features 100 bottle craft beers and 28 drafts from local and indie brewers. Their kitchen's open late and they have a crazy good menu. On top of that, they have events at the bar as well as offer catering. Birthdays, weddings, business events, and more, they've got you covered. Check them out at 12pgh.com or visit them at 1222 East Carson Street. That's TWELVEPGH.com. Primetime Appliance. You've heard us talk about them before. Their company puts the customer first. They're punctual and they take their time to get the job done right the first time. Cooktop repair, dishwasher repair, dryer repair, electric appliance repair, freezer repair, gas appliance repair, refrigerator repair, washer repair. I could go on all day. Have an emergency? Call them at 412-896-1395 or visit them at primetimeappliance.com. Do you love hot sauce? Do you love the city of Pittsburgh? Then why not try a sauce made right here in the city? That's right, I'm talking about Artie's Hot Sauce. Our buddy Artie currently has 7 sauces available. He has Arbol and Sandy, Habanera Island, Teriyaki Thai, Pizza Shop, Sweet Jalapeno, Hoppin' Jalapeno, Triple Pepper Fret, and Hot and Sour Serrano. All crafted with no artificial flavors, with hand-picked selections of chili peppers that guarantee an unforgettable culinary adventure. What are you waiting for? Visit artieshotsauce.com. A-R-T-I-E-S hotsauce.com. Nothing beats a local neighborhood butcher. Locally sourced, pasture-raised, no-sit-tail meats, they connect the farmer to provide customers with the best beef, lamb, chicken, and pork that Western Pennsylvania has to offer. The craft of whole animal butchery requires respect for both the animal and the customer. Come see the difference that makes. Visit them at 5151 Butler Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15201, or check out their website at fatbutcher.com. Let's talk Carlson & Associates Real Estate Services. Located in Pittsburgh's South Side, they specialize in all aspects of real estate business, including residential and commercial sales, residential and commercial leasing, multifamily investment, historic buildings, and development in and around the city. Have a question about home buying, selling, or rentals? Give them a call at 412-431-1718 or visit them at casouthside.com. That's casouthside.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're about to jump into Corn Dick of the Week. Moneyline, who be corn dicking this week?
We got a few corn dicks. Pittsburgh Scanner said Dollar General's lady in front of her. A lady from the Dollar General called and said, lady in front of her is taking too long to check out. Other lady that was in front of her called and said the original caller is making her uncomfortable and staring through her. So we had a police phone call off at the old Dollar General. I think it was downtown. Center Ave's downtown?
Yes.
Yeah.
They call that a Mexican standoff.
They call that a Mexican standoff.
Yeah, so
that's some. I mean, we're talking. These are two like white trash goofs.
Instead of calling the police, you should just finish ringing her shit out.
I understand the frustration when someone's taking too long in front of you. It does suck, but like to call the police, people to call the police for fucking anything these days, man.
They're not taking any calls anymore.
We ain't working from 3 to 7. You're on your own.
Yeah, fucking. You're in the queue for Monday morning. I can't imagine what that queue's looking like.
Not good.
A lot of shit like that.
And if they're getting a ton of shit like this, I kind of realize that it makes sense why they close 3 to 7. How many operators do you think are answering the phone? I bet it's way less than we think.
Throughout
the city, probably like 3.
You think that less?
No. Maybe each.
I said 10.
Maybe each zone got one.
You could ask Matt Rosado.
Yeah,
his mom used to be one.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think I should know one too. But
I'd say.
Yeah,
10.
Probably each. I bet each zone has one at least.
Yeah. What do you think about like some zones are so much
bigger?
Each zone
probably needs two. What if you're on the line? You can't be missing that call.
You got, especially like zones, I mean, Greenfield zones.
You
got
to put somebody on hold, hold on, sir. You
know, someone's getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care the lady in front of you has too much gum.
Yeah, right?
She has 13 items.
She got
to
deal with all this
line.
Fucking Easter candy.
This guy named Kenny stabbing this guy named Yosh. I don't know what's going on. Can someone get up here quick?
Listen, it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a good referee for that fight.
The new bucko, Aroldis Chapman.
What the fuck
was
he doing?
Squeezing his mom?
It was his mother.
His mom's tit?
Look, that's a...
that's very, very unsettling.
Why? Dude.
That's not even his stepmom.
We were counting on him this year.
I thought this was like his dad for a second. Like, maybe that's a dude. Is that his grandma, which is even like weird or something?
Dude,
yeah, she has jeans on.
It looked like something I seen on X videos before. Like it starts with stepmom. Just, I can't sleep, stepmom.
It's like R. Kelly, the opposite of R. Kelly, dude. He's fucking old.
And like she didn't like this
ones.
Is obviously like a normal thing
here. Maybe
she didn't
Cuba.
Flinch. She actually did push his hand away. Like
she's
like, what the fuck I told you about doing this on film?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, they're Cuban.
Yeah.
They're gross.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just
Yeah,
well,
Pirates didn't need
one.
That this year. We need them to pitch.
Yeah,
we don't need this weird heat smoke.
Yeah, Pirates had enough weird shit with the one dude who was fucking.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, he's
you
in
know
jail.
What?
That guy's in jail.
Makes his hand stronger, I think.
Yeah.
What guy are you talking about?
Raw's in the one here.
We had
a dude that was banging like
a closer.
A 14-year-old girl.
He was like sleeping with a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I forgot about
and
that.
He was kind of like, what do you mean I can't sleep with, like, in their culture?
He's like, no.
He was
Dominican,
I think.
Yeah.
He's in prison now. Or they sent him back.
Yeah.
No, he's definitely in jail.
This dude might end up in Western Psych using his mom's tit as a rosin bag. I mean,
he looked very happy.
She
threw it back. On the mound.
No, it's definitely something they
do. Like a rock
bag. Yeah. Hey, he gave it the old, and then spiked it back on the mound like that. I'm ready.
Yeah, that threw me for a curve this weekend. I was
so
very
gross.
Confused when that video popped up. I'm like, what's going on here? Then I like did a little dig. I was like, oh, this is very bizarre.
Oh, that's just his mother.
Yeah,
okay.
Wait
a second. He's 37 years old. What the fuck is
wait,
going
he's 37?
I mean,
he's
that
older,
up.
But
he's,
yeah,
he's
been
young.
Pitching for a while.
I mean, even if he was 20, it'd still be
it don't
weird.
Matter how old. Yeah. Anything past 10?
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel like 10's old.
I think if
you should never grab your mother's tit. That's a rule of thumb.
If you were 8 and you were grabbing your mom's tit like that, that'd be fucking weird.
That'd be weird,
You're going to kill pets.
After 4, you're like, gotta start getting
in
line.
Yeah, when your breastfeeding is over.
Yeah, but there are a couple buffer years for confusion there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably 4 or 5, the titty grabbing got to stop.
You old coos hound.
What are you saying about Jack?
Dylan Mulvaney said she tried to fix Bud Light by pitching a commercial where a trans person and a cowboy shared a beer together.
Ain't nothing like a transgender and a cowboy sitting down and having a cold one with a dude shooting a fucking AR rifle.
I mean, if Saturday Night Live has any balls at all, they make this a skit.
Yeah, I mean, dude, her picture on that can is just... I don't think they actually sold them, right? Wasn't it like a thing for her? No, it was.
I think
her?
They like sent it to her, and like the whole and Kid Rock, fuckers, I'm shooting down every Bud Light I own. He was on Rogan. He's like, "Yeah, dude, I really don't like care all
I wasn't
like
that
that
bad.
Yeah,
I just,
like, and Rogan was like, "You destroyed the whole brand."
Yeah, right.
And he was like, "Yeah, I met with them. They're like cool." He was like, then they tried to do a Kid Rock commercial, and he was like, "Nah, I'm not going to do that because everyone would have turned on him."
Yeah, he'd have
felt
bad taking that money. I guess he doesn't need money.
No, I think Kid Rock's very well off.
He was rich before he even made music.
Really?
Yeah, he came from a wealthy family.
Yeah, and then
I had no idea.
He plays Zach Gainley's White Trash, which everybody likes a good old White Trash story. But, yeah. He's not really that.
Yeah, he said he got that bar down in Nashville. It's insane. Yeah, Kid Rock's doing just fine. He said his house in Nashville is just like the White House. Yeah, like it's like a replica of the White House.
It's like all his like gold toilet fixtures and shit in his house. Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Good for
That'd
him.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
He ain't cutting grass tomorrow.
Okay.
No. Right.
He's not sitting here in fucking pants covered in paint and fucking dirt.
He's not squeezing his mom's tit.
Or is he?
No, you never know with these fucking people get rich and weird, man.
Eagle but tits. When did you stop? When's the last time you touched your mom's tit?
Like
Thursday? Oh, jeez.
Gee, I mean, like, dude.
He's like, when did we do the last podcast?
He was like, well, I was actually super drunk St. Patrick's Day, and like, my mom like had her hair up.
We have a handshake.
I motorboarded my mom.
Oh, it's a secret handshake.
That's it. She got rammed.
That's fucked up.
Brother in Arms, the Penguins pulled a big hoax saying all the Yager bobbleheads were stolen. They tricked the whole internet with this. This is a nice little trick.
What
but
do you mean?
Were they not stolen?
I thought they were stolen.
They were stolen?
Yeah.
They just made this after. Yeah.
You sure?
1,000%
They were stolen in California.
So they did get stolen.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought this was all like planned. And then Yager was like going to drop off the bobbleheads.
No, John went down to the game and got a voucher.
Yeah, dude. You got a bobblehead voucher? Listen, I completely misunderstood the story then.
Even Kyle Dubas was like, dude, he's like, yeah, literally, like, it was late, so we called our supplier and they were like, it never made it.
Yeah, you know? It was a truck in California. I was hoping it was in Pittsburgh because that made me very happy for some reason. Your brother had a great tweet about it. Like Henry Hill,
slapping the shower.
And, dude, I don't know if you knew this. Those vouchers are going for big money.
I heard. I got two of them.
I'm just saying.
What type of money are we talking?
Wait. How mad were people down at the Penguin game then? They were getting handed these vouchers.
I don't think people were mad. They wanted to make sure they got their voucher.
Yeah.
Everyone knew.
Yeah, I guess everybody knew. I got completely duped.
This was probably one of the best cut promos of all fucking time.
I don't think Yager's leaving Pittsburgh
ever.
He's just great.
They're like hiring him, right? To like do something. I thought I read. Like,
he still plays for his team that he owns.
He was in like their fantasy camp, and he's just he's around having a good time.
He didn't realize how much Pittsburgh loved him, I bet, until that ceremony.
Well, that's what they said. They said that he was very.
I forgot
skeptical.
How much I liked Yager until
was,
that ceremony.
He thought everybody hated him. You know,
which is weird because he played for the Flyers and shit.
Let's go, little buddy.
With this promo, dude, I know what you mean because I think the morning show was like, this came out like an hour after they said they were stolen.
Yeah,
plan this or what?
So what? They just hit up Yard here like, hey, dude, we got you. You have to have one of your bobbleheads. Throw it in your truck and drive off in a Penguin truck.
I think they cut the promo. And didn't release it yet, and then they found out everything's stolen. They're like, "We already cut this, but let's release it."
Smart move by the Penguins.
Yeah, that was fucking great, dude. Everyone was talking about this.
So you're saying the Yager vouchers are going for money on the black market
on eBay?
What are we talking, dog? $60?
I think more than that, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I'll look it up right now. Banner. eBay Yager vouchers, Yager bobblehead vouchers.
Wonder if any of them turned up yet.
Yeah,
right. Oh, that's what I meant to ask you. You're a memorabilia guy.
They're definitely going to be.
Are people selling?
No, I haven't seen
any. They're definitely being.
So, John, they're selling right now for one voucher. Has sold already for 70. I mean, a bunch of them have. One that's listed for, this one's all the way up to $46, 9 bids, and there's still a whole day left. And on eBay, the last hour is when all the bids come in.
Off.
So, dude, these things are selling for $100. Oh, this one got a bid on it, 5 days left. Dude, you could sell that thing for maybe $200.
You know what? Even if you did boost them, like if you're the guy that stole them, you can't sell them right now because
they ship them to Eastern Europe.
Yeah, the FBI is
like hotcakes over there.
You really think the FBI is that concerned with this?
No, but you sell it. There's some fucking pencil pusher that's like, oh my God, this is my chance.
I think there's a place. If people knew the right people. And they could get them in the right location.
Do you think you could get one?
Make me a card.
I think on like I'm in a couple card groups. If I like reached out, like you know what I mean. Like
you used
all
your favors,
all my powers. Can you fix this?
Are you in the same inner circles?
No, but I mean, I guarantee you, if I like reached out to like some people, like, hey, I'm willing to pay whatever for a yogurt ball, like, you know, I'll pay up to this much, I guarantee one would pop up.
Right. Well, I mean, all they got to do is sit them in a warehouse until all the other bobbleheads come out, then they can flood them.
Right.
Flood them up.
Right.
This is an original one.
So what? The bobbleheads, when the bobbleheads come in, everyone's going to, like, go down the fucking console and go pick them up?
I guess.
Seems like a lot of work.
No, what's going to happen is this. You're going to have to go online with your voucher, right? And then you're going to have to put in all the numbers online, and they're going to ship them to you.
Why would they spend all that money on shipping?
I'm just telling you that's how it's going to go down. I know that sounds crazy.
Well, it's either that or pay people to work there and hand them out for fucking two days.
But that's a lot cheaper to pay people to hand them out.
Yeah.
You think? I think the shipping is cheaper. And have people to work there for
two shipping for one bobblehead, you're looking at $8.
That's what I'm saying. The Penguins are going to pay that?
$18,000.
That's how I heard they were going to get redeemed. Yeah. You were going to have to claim them online. They were going to ship them to you. Then they get stolen again in the mail.
Yeah, I hope these things start popping up.
You know
like
any
everywhere.
Mailmen?
We had a granny fall off the yacht. Did you see this video, dude? This is insane. So an old granny was getting onto a yacht with her family. There's a space in between the boat, the dock. In the boat, and Granny doesn't know that or doesn't account for the space, and she falls in the water in between the boat and the dock, and they immediately start screaming she can't swim.
That's the place that kills you. That boat.
How do you get out of there?
Swings against the dog and smashes your melon.
It's not just like sitting there tight.
No,
you know what I mean? There's
bouncing.
So, yeah, I think Granny.
You think old boy could have helped her out?
They kind of shit the bed there, too.
Yeah, right. He was like this.
Watch your step.
And that's, you got to say watch your step.
You pull that rope closer.
You have to have some type of, like.
If it's a yacht,
divider
they have
plank. Or plank or, like, fucking to, like.
If it's a yacht, they have a thing that, like.
You
got to
take
guy.
The human air completely out of this, dude. Because this dude, like, he was holding her hand, but, like, he wasn't really holding her hand.
He let her go.
Dude, they both did. And, like, dude, she is gone, dude.
Dude, that's a shame.
Gone granny.
She was
gone. And they immediately, she can't swim.
And that was like, she can't swim. And then she's
now. She's getting her head crushed off the side of the dock.
Yeah. Who the hell wants to dive down there with her?
Yeah,
to try
like, how do you save her? Like, you get on there, now you're getting
like,
double
here, just
crushed.
Grab his rope.
You better hope that old bitch puts her hands up, you can grab one.
No, on a yacht dock, there's no
I'm
how
saying
to
after she falls down. Like,
yeah, I don't. I think that's way.
She got to be dead. What's the moral of this story? Does she live or what?
Yeah, she's a rusty
she
barnacle.
Live eagle tits.
Yeah, I'm not eagle tits. Can you Google if the grandma died or not in the yacht mishap?
Yeah, usually a yacht they'll have like a little fucking
some type of
a walkway.
Yeah, like a Donzie's Tequila Willie's, you know, they had the ramp to like get down there.
They have like a piece of aluminum they throw
anything.
On the
a plank, a 2x8, anything.
Yeah, right. Usually a 2x4,
a piece of aluminum usually with the two sides.
Yeah, with the handles.
Like a handicap ramp.
Not some corn
dick. Somebody's getting fired.
And then if you know, like, it was probably this guy's job to put that thing out. He did it, and he's like, I don't want to go get the fucking thing.
She lived. Yeah, she ended up sipping martinis on the yacht afterwards.
Oh, for
free.
Good,
thank God.
It turns out she can probably swim then. But like,
yeah.
I feel like these two guys that are onboarding these people
really
dropped the ball.
Yeah, they failed.
They'd never make it below deck.
Never. we had a guy try to sneak a half kilo of cocaine underneath his toupee.
dude, that would be
had a box.
Dude, it's wild looking.
Did he have a fade?
He looked like Kid in Play.
Okay, hit that. Well, why'd the volume go up?
Yeah. Yeah, hit the audio there.
This next story is hard to believe. Police say this man was caught trying to sneak half a kilo of cocaine into a Spanish airport. After they noticed him acting nervous, officers found $34,000 worth of drugs attached to his head. Al Jackson, Jeff Schroeder, what are you
thinking?
Look
at that picture. That's the picture. It looks like a bicycle helmet.
Oh, a half a key for 34 grand. What's going on? They're breaking that down.
Yeah, that's street value.
That's street value.
Police
yeah.
talk.
Because if you got, if they're buying half a keys for 34, we got. Let's end the podcast and go.
we got
work
business.
To do. Yeah.
But, dude, you're an old dude and you just like to party and you were coming from somewhere.
Well, I don't think that's the case there.
Like,
this guy probably is like some type of human trafficking thing. And they're like, hey, Henry, we're shoving this under his toupee. No one will ever be able to tell. And, I mean,
well, you look great.
It's hanging
look
off the
beautiful.
Side of his head. Yeah. That's crazy looking.
It definitely looks like Davy Crockett. Like he got a fucking dead squirrel.
He got a coon skin hat on. He got a cane skin hat on.
Yeah, it's like 8 inches like elevated off the top of his fucking nugget.
They should at least faded the back end and make it match. Jesus Christ, dude.
Or painted the Coke, like at least the Coke bag, like black. So white Coke bag wasn't sticking out the back of his head.
They didn't even use black tape. They used fucking white cocaine flavored tape.
Fucking buffoon.
We had Randy the guinea pig. He was sneaking out of the male enclosure into the female enclosure. I guess it was at the zoo. And he was getting over there. And he was banging all the female guinea pigs, and he fathered up to 400 of the baby guinea pigs.
Oh,
so he was out here fucking, dude.
Why is Will Smith facing?
I don't know why Will Smith.
Yeah, I just
looked
at him like,
because he fucked Jada's Pinkett Smith too.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah,
or maybe Will Smith fucks guinea pigs.
Yeah,
allegedly.
He gets them up his root.
Dude, little guinea pig up the root.
He's like, this is one I find in Jada's coochie wally.
How big's a guinea pig? They're pretty big, ain't they?
Yeah, big enough. It's too big to go up your root.
Big enough to get the job
How
done.
Big? Think about this. Is that big?
Yeah.
That ain't going up your root. Nah. Is it, Larry?
Was that the girth or was that the fucking? Yeah.
I bet you could root a guinea pig.
You think you could boof one?
You could case your stash a
guinea
pig.
Like, if you had a hamster,
you'd have to grease him up.
Yeah, you'd have to grease him up.
WD-40 that guinea pig all up.
No, dude, pay
him. You have to have
a
lot of pressure coming from the other end,
WD-40's not healthy.
Yeah, but
how
would you get the pressure? Wouldn't he just, like, fold up?
I don't. Well, your root hole would have to be like pried open.
Jack, you gotta relax.
You just gotta let him crawl his way up. Right?
You gotta relax.
Weasel his way in there.
Going up in your root, Randy the root greasing guinea pig.
Why did they put Will Smith there? That is
that
fucking
no
weird.
He's like,
what?
I actually read like the little article attached to this. Will Smith was not mentioned at all.
That was called clickbait.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Will.
They got Will from fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It made it seem like Will Smith was involved with this or something.
Like he was sneaking Randy out to go fuck the other female guinea pigs.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a guinea pig, you're locked up, dude, and you break the fucking curfew.
Yeah,
you're smashing all the guinea pig coos you can.
Yeah, I was just listening to a podcast, and Ari Shaffir was talking about eating guinea pig, and he said guinea pig is fire. He said guinea pig cheeks is good eating.
I don't know if I could. I could eat guinea pig if I didn't know it was guinea pig.
I was just gonna
say
that
if you just like brought it.
Well,
sauteed,
yeah, I can eat anything. I don't know. I can eat human if you tell me it's chicken.
Right, yeah, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to
face meat on
cute
any
little
animal
fella.
Is the best.
Really?
Yeah, like.
Is he gonna marinate in your root? Yeah.
Little rusted root.
So you get what you do is you get yourself some head cheese.
So you grab Will Smith, you stick this guinea pig up Will Smith's ass, let him marinate.
We call
it cut his cheeks off.
I call it Bad Boys 4.
Surely got habanero pineapple marinating in my ass for the past 3 weeks. Old man's gonna pull mine. We're cooking down in yours.
If you had to pick, to pick one member of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to marinate a guinea pig in their ass, who would you pick?
Uncle Phil.
Would you pick Uncle Phil, Will,
Uncle
Jazzy,
Phil.
Who's the sister?
Ashley,
Hillary.
Uncle
Phil all day.
Hillary probably got
Carlton. Joffrey.
You're not getting up his tight ass.
Nah, I don't know. Joffrey might be a freak.
He might
dude.
Turn into
Uncle
two
Phil
diamond.
Realistically is the only one who could get that thing.
He's gonna Uncle Phil's keeping that hot.
That's the size of Uncle Phil's turd.
He could cook that.
Who wants leftovers?
Yeah. Uncle Phil's gonna. That's coming out of Uncle Phil's keister just right.
Yeah, he's gonna be like
lukewarm.
You want that medium well or rare?
Hey, like, Mr. Banks.
The least gay answer is Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about good eating. Warm.
Yeah, we're talking about good eating, and Uncle Phil's the answer for sure.
Yeah, he'll eat that guinea pig up.
Or
real
maybe
good.
Maybe the first Aunt Viv, the dark skin one.
Oh,
yeah.
Her root might be on fire.
Yeah, he had a big old keister. She could cook a guinea pig.
And she was all unreal.
She definitely something wrong with her medulla oblongata.
Yeah, so I think I'm going in for the first hand move. Definitely don't teach you. Why do people listen to this fucking show?
I can't believe we've been doing this for four fucking years.
Jesus Christ. There was literally, like, the topics were so brutal today when I was going through them. Like, dude, I was, like, out, so, like, I guess I probably missed a bunch of shit. But, like, this is horrible. But, no, we just did 15 minutes on cooking guinea pig and fucking Uncle Phil's ass.
That's the shit people love, though.
Oh, fuck. Let's take a break.
Rosato & Sons Landscaping. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. They offer landscaping, pressure washing, snow removal, gardening, lawn maintenance, sod lawns, complete insulation, shrub maintenance, retaining walls, complete spraying services, and more. They put in the work so you don't have to. Transform your yard today and call Rosato & Sons Landscaping at 412-521-9045. Tell them Z-Bird sent you and get a special discount. Need to move? Call Miracle Movers, 412-419-2620. They're a team of experienced and professional movers dedicated to providing clients with the best possible service. They will work with you to create a custom moving plan that fits your specific needs and budget. They're also fully bonded and insured. So give Miracle Movers a call, 412-419-2620. Having electrical problems? Don't know where to turn? Call Vance Hall at Plug Electric, 412-298-6770. 412-298-6770. That's Vance Hall at Plug Electric. Car problems suck, especially if the problem is too big for you to fix yourself. You don't know where to take your car and you don't know who to trust. Well, let me talk to you about Meineke Car Care, located at 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin. Oil changes, brakes, maintenance, pretty much anything you need is in their wheelhouse. So if you need a hand making your car problems suck less, call Meineke Car Care Center, 412-451-8968. Ask for Arthur. 412-451-8968. Bath Factory and Windows. You dream it, they build it. 412-951-3939. From your bathroom to your windows, transform your home with Bath Factory and Windows. You can also find them at bathfactoryandwindows.com. 412-951-3939. 412-951-3939. Are your steps and sidewalks starting to crack? Do you miss it when they actually look nice and clean? Call Giuseppe & Sons. They handle repairs and replacements. 412-421-6711. These are the guys you can trust to help you with all your masonry work in the Pittsburgh area. That's Giuseppe & Sons. 412-421-6711.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenville's Finest Podcast. Before we jump into Gear Grinders, real quick, the voicemail number is 412-438-8358. That's 412-438-8358. Please call in with anything, gear grinder, comments, birthday, shout out, anything. You could say just about anything on there and we'll play it. So 412-438-8358. We're looking forward to hearing some new calls this week and some old ones. All right, guys, looks like we're about to jump into what's grinding our gears. Who better than Angry John to tell us what's grinding them gears?
All right, so I didn't realize that the liquor store is under the same. I don't know if it's like a county measure that they only give you like single paper bags.
Yeah, no, in a city, no paper or plastic bags.
Yeah, well, dude, I got Johanna wanted some wine. I'm like, I'll get you some wine. I get her two bottles of red, two bottles of white. Dude's like, you want a bag? I'm like, yeah. He just pulled out like four single paper bags, and it's like, yeah. I'm like.
You look like an Elkie.
Did he put them in a plastic bag at
least?
No,
they didn't have any.
They don't give them.
He's like, no, we don't have them anymore. I'm like,
you need like a case.
I always, an old I always case. Go to Millville, so they give you plastic bags in Millville.
Not in the city limits, my brother.
It's the dumbest thing ever, dude. I'm like trying to carry out these four, like, dude, I almost dropped them.
You should have just left them out of the paper bags.
It'd be you're better off carrying them.
It'd have been better.
Man, America and their bag situation is so fucked up.
What are we doing?
It's ridiculous. Like, dude, don't give me. Bags.
I get like reusable shit, but like you got a box or something, dude.
Right, Costco, give me the old wine box that all these came in, and just let me put my shit in that.
Right, like, dude, what's the limit of like I actually get like a box to carry the shit out?
Yeah, license. They say those for the licensees.
Yeah, but you figure the amount
like beard
of
like bar owners.
Well,
they give them to me before. Like, if you're like having
if you got enough for sure. Yeah,
right. If you get more than four or five bottles,
if you would have had probably one more bottle, you probably would have got yourself a box. You should have got another bottle. Like, I'll get one more bottle. If I get a box.
That's what you did.
Like a dick bag, and then what? They're rolling around your car.
Dude, I had like I went in my trunk and found like some plastic bag and put them in there and stabilize
them.
That's all. I don't want to
stabilize.
Fucking bust four bottles of fucking wine in my car.
No.
Or one bottle.
Johanna putting back four bottles of wine on St. Patty's Day.
No.
She's old drunk.
Yeah, maybe two.
She's a winer.
I don't know. Yeah,
I was like, "What's in that cup?" She's like, "Wine." She said, "I just want to drink wine." But I was like, "All right, like, dude, I just asked what was in the cup."
Hey, listen, this America, you drink what you want.
Yeah,
but you can't put it in a plastic bag.
I think she might have switched to White Claw later.
Oh, it's dangerous. Switch
law.
It's dangerous. Switch up again.
We smashed that barrel pretty quick.
Yeah, that barrel.
Did it?
Sometimes the barrel goes, and then sometimes.
Yeah, I don't really remember like going through it like that.
You know
what
it was good? People were like filling up pitchers, so people just came in and like poured the pitchers in.
Yeah.
Like the one year, like nobody tapped the barrel, and people just started
drinking the bottles. Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. If you cut off access to the bottle of beer at first, people are going to drink the fucking
barrel. I like barreled beer.
So do I. Yeah,
I feel like it goes down way easier.
Yep.
You could drink 17 million like cups of beer as opposed to bottles of beer.
Yeah, and you never really fill them up all the way. You know what I mean?
Right,
you
give yourself a couple ounces. You never emptied all the way either. You know, you're like, it's far.
That's true.
And then you just top that motherfucker off.
You need to top
off. It's like getting a heater with a coffee.
Yeah, just warm me up.
Chili, what do you got?
So my wife does great things for our children's school. She volunteers all the time, right? She like does the recess, everything like that. But she's been volunteering for this like fundraisers and shit, which is great. I love it. You make great meatballs. Make them for the school, and they can sell them and make money. Great. Fantastic.
You get a little kickback on tuition and that at all? They fucking hook you up? No.
That's still under fucking... That's under discretion right now. I'm talking to my pastor.
Yeah, you should.
I have a class action lawsuit. So her volunteering has now turned into me volunteering.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, dude, I love it that you love to volunteer because, you know, you're a stay-at-home mom. All right? I know you work all day. I'm not diminishing what you do. You volunteer. I work all day long, and then my weekend, you know what I do? Volunteer all weekend long, dude. Like, dude, I'm going to need a paycheck.
So what are you, just running around meatballs fucking all weekend?
Because I fucking Saturday made meatballs at the you know, school. They have a beautiful kitchen, like industrial, like commercial kitchen.
Yeah,
beautiful. Did that, and then Sunday I'm like, Rosie, you got this? She's like, well, I have to make all this sauce. Like all this spaghetti. I'm like, all right, I'll come help you out. Oh my god, dude! I walked into this place. Rosie had like 17 pots of like this much sauce going. I'm like, hey bud, we're gonna put this in one big one.
That's combined.
Yeah. Like, there's only fucking 20 burners here. You got 9 of them taken up, and we still got to cook everything else. Like,
what, are you having a couple cold ones? You sneaking cold ones during this?
Dude, so I'm there. I was there at 7:30.
A.M.?
A.M., Sunday morning.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then it's like 2. No, so it was probably about 1.
What time does the spaghetti dinner start?
At 12:30. But I had to go there and make all the sauce and cook everything, you know what I mean? So my mother had my kids, and the girls had to come, and they, like, waited tables. And I was like, Ma Dukes. I was like, hey. I was like, you going to need whiskey at the house? She was like, yeah. I was like, fill me a flask up. Bring that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had a couple, you know, I smacked the flask, you know, did a couple shots.
Are you doing that totally under the radar, or other dads like smacking flasks?
No,
like,
I'm in the fucking kitchen.
Is
dude.
It just you and Rosa? That's it?
No, there's a bunch of people working there. But listen, like, if everybody knows how to do things, then don't call me. Then what I'm here for?
All right.
If everybody knows everything, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm a dog in the kitchen, dude. You know what I mean? Like, don't fuck come here and tell me how to fucking.
If I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna run the show.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You need me here to stay out of my kitchen, bro.
Right.
You know, unless you got some beers. No one had no beers. I'm like,
no weed.
This is the worst.
No,
come on, dude. I had edibles in the car, dude.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
I was doing Yackle Dackle. I mean, I'm still a fucking parishioner. Yeah. You know what I mean? Still believe in Jesus.
Little Parmesan.
Yeah, that was still when I went down to fucking Dr. D's.
That's where Night at the Races.
Yeah.
That's what, dude,
The funny thing is, dude, them Catholic schools, man, they get after it, dude. I've been at a fucking Night at the Races. Four pounded shots. The St. Therese Festival, we can all go there. Michael, not you. You can come hang out. Yeah. They have a great soft pretzel. But the rest of us, we're going to do shots, dude.
They got a nice bar.
They go for it.
It's a full bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like heavy.
I was surprised.
San Francisco Festival never had a full bar, did they?
No, because you go there and they're like.
Was there beers there?
I don't think they sold beer. I mean, there was.
No.
Yeah, Greenfield School where we were.
Yeah, they sold 40s.
But no, yeah.
I was just walking around drinking beers.
Yeah, but dude, I'll tell you what, man. You really were. Gucci and Jamie are always there for the festivals, dude. They serve plenty of alcohol.
I seen you there last year, yeah. There was beers. Yeah. There was Tito's. There's whatever you want.
Crying rule. Yeah. What you want?
Yeah, you got to do. You got to do.
Whatever keeps the church going.
But anyway, yeah, right.
Yeah, but anyway, just Rosa just volunteering herself, and it turns into me volunteering.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get used to it, Jack. It's gonna happen to you, pal.
I know. Zebra, what do you got?
So the other day, like, I go to grab my garbage can. Me and my neighbor, we keep ours like right next to each other. Sometimes I accidentally grab hers. Yeah, you know I mean, so
grab your neighbor's can, huh?
You stole her can.
Grab your can, and I accidentally grabbed hers, and I realized it, so I went to take it back, and she's out there. I was like, "Hey, grabbed your can. Sorry about that." She's like, "It's okay." She was like, "I'm just worried about April 9th," and I'm like, "Yeah." I'm thinking, like, is that like tax day? Like, what the fuck is April 9th? And she was like, "The eclipse," and I'm like, "What about it?" And she was like, "You don't know about the eclipse?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I heard there's going to be an eclipse. That's it." And she was like, "Why do they have the National Guard out there?" And then, like, went on, like, a 12-minute rant. And, like, I'm real good at getting away from people, and I couldn't get out of this. And she, like, almost had me convinced to go over to the dark side because she was like, "I mean, you have plenty of water and things like that, right? Because they're, like, saying everything's going to go down and the National Guard's going to be there. Like, where are they, it's National Guard going? Like, to the eclipse?" Because it's, like, up at the sun.
Right.
And they're like, "No, it's going to be up everywhere where it's hitting, like, the
But
beautiful-
you know, like, an eclipse lasts, like, seconds,
dude. We've all lived through eclipses,
like multiple.
So,
I'm like,
yeah.
Dude,
that coup calling Dumlach was going on and on today on Twitter about fucking that they're keeping like kids home for the eclipse.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna ask you.
And shit like that.
I did hear that, dude. Like, so my father-in-law called me with some shit like, "Oh, your girl's going to school." Like, what? Like, "Oh, the eclipse." Like,
dude,
I talked to someone on the school board, and they said they're worried about kids looking at the eclipse. And that's why they're keeping them all home. And I'm like, well, that's...
I think, I don't know, our science teachers definitely had us, like...
I remember with the glasses.
With the glasses.
Because it was, like, 3 years ago.
Can't get them any glasses? Which should we sell 5 million meatballs for?
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck? They're like, taking all my meatball money, dude, for the eclipse.
Yeah, get them some of them cheap sun rays.
I mean, as a parent, though...
Give me some 3D glasses.
If they were, like, your kids are off for the eclipse, and you're paying money for a private school, are you fucking pissed?
Furious.
Yeah. Listen, mm-hmm. we're all in our 40s, besides Eagle Nuts. We've lived through multiple eclipses. No one's gone blind. No one's had a seizure. No one's fucking lost their marbles. No one's fucking turned into
It's weird outside for a few minutes, and it's over.
Yeah, it's dark, and then it's light again.
Yep. The internet's just fucking...
But But then I started noticing shit on the billboards... Going homestead, like going when you're going across the bridge and you go up by, like, you know, up at the top of the hill, or when you're coming this way across the bridge, you're going to homestead. It's just the eclipse.
What time of the day is this thing happening? Anybody know?
I think like 12:30.
No, I time. It depends. Our eclipse is always the same time.
No, it depends what time.
No, I mean what time.
It depends where you're at.
That would have something to do with the school day. No,
it depends where you're at. Like the further, I mean, obviously time zones.
About the Pittsburgh area.
I think it's like 3 o'clock.
He's like, Ryan,
you just threw
like,
me out two times, Z-Bird. I don't think you know.
Are you giving the employees a day off for the eclipse, Sean?
Yeah, right.
Paid day off.
Yep, paid vacation.
PTO.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google
turn the fucking headlights on.
Yeah, right. Keep on looking at the sun. Yeah. Look at the grass.
Here it is, right here. What time is the
eclipse? Keep weed whacking.
The eclipse. At 2 p.m.
Oh my god,
that's
gonna ruin
scary
my
now
day.
If you think about it.
Yeah,
Julie, what if you're like finishing concrete and the eclipse happens?
It doesn't matter because I'm looking down at the concrete. I don't give a fuck what's happening behind me. You know what I mean?
It's crazy what people get worked up about. And this poor old lady next to you is probably just a nervous wreck for no reason.
Is my mortgage going to be due after the eclipse?
Well, they're
yes.
like saying, like my thing was like, why would everything go out? And then they were saying, like, and I did look up, the National Guard really is being released. There's like certain areas they're going to like have the total. Full effect of the eclipse. Pittsburgh's not it. Erie is. Like, if you are in Erie right now, on that day, all the hotel rooms are rented out. You can't get a fucking hotel room. Like, there's people that want to see it. There's, like,
a lot of nerds.
So that just means there's more people in an area that usually doesn't have that amount of people.
What's the National Guard got to do with it?
Right,
hand out glasses. I don't know. I'm not in the fucking
National
Guard.
People are going to start robbing stores when there's an eclipse. Don't
yeah.
They're like, oh my god, look up there. And then you're gonna just fucking take everything.
Kogo's gonna get raided.
Yeah. Oh, I remember being a youngster. Them days. You didn't have to pay for nothing.
I'll meet you in Greenfield.
Free stuff.
I got a couple quick gear grinders here. I was hungover on Sunday. I ordered some Chinese. One, I got my Chinese bill was $101.
Oh,
completely insane.
You get nothing.
What the hell'd you get?
I got three dinners and two egg rolls, $101. It's nuts. It was on fucking Uber Eats, so they fucking gouged me.
Yeah,
but I mean, I was
you.
Dying, so I was like, whatever.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but that's not the gear grinder. Remember, like, you ordered General Tso's. Remember, like, it wasn't like you. It was like General Tso's and broccoli, but you always had like a few, like five or six pieces of broccoli in your General Tso's.
Yeah.
Where'd that broccoli go? I haven't seen that broccoli. Ever. And I like it. Like, I like broccoli. And every time I order my General Tso's, I'm like, man, where is this broccoli?
I've never seen it in a broccoli. There was a chicken and broccoli dish.
Yeah, I know that, but they give you a lot of broccoli for that.
I always see like a little bean, a couple beans in there.
What, in the General Tso's?
Yeah.
That's a pepper.
Yeah, but I've never seen the broccoli in there.
They used to do a couple pieces of broccoli in there.
I'm a new dumpling house kind of guy.
Yeah, they don't put the broccoli in there.
No.
The Soap Pagoda broccolied it up.
Silk Pagoda did it right.
They did do
Silk
it right.
Silk Pagoda was a fucking legend.
Dude, I love
place.
Silk the Shocker.
I went there the one time, and I bought a bottle of wine. Like, I was sitting there living.
You like 16?
Yeah, I had the booth. You know what I mean?
Are you on a date?
yeah. I did. I did. Just,
I'm a big Sesame Inn guy. Sesame, they do it right over there.
Where's
the
Sesame Inn at?
McKnight Road.
He's North Hills.
Yeah, he's North.
They do it right over there. But yeah, throw a couple pieces of broccoli. And then, secondly, I'm dying, I'm hungover, and I had Wyndham Clark to fucking win the players the other day. And he shit the bed, then came back. How did that putt go in?
It was in.
It was in the hole, dude. That was brutal. That was a $50 bet to win $3,000.
That'd have cured that hangover.
It would have
right
cured
up.
That hangover. It just circled. I jumped up, and then I jumped right back down.
And then
I'm
you
like,
felt worse.
Okay. I didn't have any weed, and it was just a horrible.
I just spent
$100
on shitty
Chinese.
Fucking Chinese.
That made me feel worse.
Oh, God.
I'm going to smoke a bowl and go to bed.
No weed.
Oh, even worse. Wow.
No
That's
weed.
A trifecta.
Yeah, it was brutal. I was fucking dragging a pen that had nothing left in it, just sucking the soul out of it.
Yeah, you're like,
woke
I'm about to break
the,
this open and eat it.
Yeah, fucking woke up in the middle of the night just hacking my fucking lungs up. It was horrible. But that putt, I'd never seen a putt do that before. That was truly heartbreaking for me and Wyndham.
Whether a recent storm has damaged your home's gutter system or your roof requires an update, at Allen Construction, they are equipped with the tools and skills to accomplish any job you throw their way. Roofing, windows, siding, soffit and fascia, gutters and spouts, you won't regret calling Allen Construction. 412
954-8337 or visit allenconstructionpgh.com. That's A-L-A-N constructionpgh.com. Schaefer Inc.'s primary goal is to deliver unbeatable quality for all your construction needs. They aim firstly to be a company that is principle-driven and achieve this by valuing the importance of ethical business practices, creating exceptional relationships with both customers and employees. Their high standards derive from a focus to detail and a priority on their reputation. So give them a call at 412-915-1694. 412-915-1694. Need a new retaining wall? Call Just Walls, 412-889-4401. They're fully insured and are the guys for the job. That's Just Walls, 412-889-4401. Need help with roofing, siding, gutters, downspouts, or soffit and fascia? You should talk to SNL Remodeling LLC, 412-628-9717. 412-628-9717. And tell them GFP sent you. Capizzuto's Pizza, 422 Greenfield Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA. Do you like pizza? Of course you do. Capizzuto's has everything you need. Check out their food by Googling Capizzuto's Pizza Pittsburgh and click on their menu. You won't regret it. You know them. You love them. They have been serving the area for over 28 years. Greater Pitt Tree Service. They offer tree and shrub trimming, pruning, and removal. Have a tree that looks like it could be a problem? They'll come by and assess the situation. Schedule your service today, 412-312-4651. Want to learn more? Check out their website, greaterpitttreeservicepa.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're about to jump into what would Greenfield do?
What would Greenfield do?
Whoop, whoop. All right, let's see what this one is here. All right, would you rather be in a, or would you rather get a face tattoo of your choosing or a tattoo in a discreet area chosen by someone else?
Discreet area chosen by somebody else?
Yeah.
What's a discreet area? Like my arm or like somewhere like clothes could cover?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So if I get like a clover with fucking Rose's name on my thigh, or I get a face tattoo that says fucking, you know, something.
Whatever you want, but like it's still a face tat.
Yeah, we'll get the discreet.
Yeah, you're going to go discreet. Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be some really racist shit you probably have to like maneuver around, but still.
Oh, like one of your boys does it. Like, yeah, you have to have
right.
Wasn't
there like a show on MTV? Like your boy picture tattoo for you or some shit like that?
Stupidest show ever,
bro. That MTV really rolled out anything back in the day.
They used to just throw shit at the wall.
Also on MTV too now. I don't watch it, but like just if you're flicking through it. It's been fucking 3,000 hours straight of ridiculousness.
Yeah, they're making Rob Dyrdek super rich.
He got this contract, dude. He's a fucking... And what, similar move.
Yeah, he's making a ton of money off the ridiculousness, right?
Yeah,
you know
fuck
I mean?
Yeah. He's making a ton of money off the ridiculousness.
Nah, he's making good money off that.
He's doing all right.
So he makes money off of that?
Yeah, Rob, he's not doing it for free. He's not doing that show for free.
Didn't he have another show before that?
Yeah, Robin Big. He had the Fantasy Factory. What else you want to know about Rob Dyrdek?
I don't know. I'm about to Google his bio.
You know, he's on all kinds of podcasts now, telling everybody how they can fucking optimize their time and all kinds of shit.
How to skateboard.
Yeah, he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, has black coffee, and then he writes about his wife and
you
want to
do
blah.
An ollie?
This is a weird one. All right, would you rather receive a text alert every time your parents have sex, or have your parents receive a text alert every time you have sex? I'd say me.
Yeah.
I don't care if my mom knows.
You're out here fucking?
Yeah. You know, I'd be...
my boy, Michael.
Every time my dad got a text, he'd be like... First of all, he wouldn't even acknowledge it had happened. He'd be like, that's my boy.
I keep getting this weird
text.
Would
you want to know if your dad got some coos?
Fuck no, dude. That's my mother, dude. Don't you ever talk about my mother.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a text to them. And like you said, they'd be too confused to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, my dad won't see it until 3 years later.
Did your dad text at all?
Fuck no. Dude, Screwy Louie texted me. We're on a group text for work. And I'm like, Dad, did you see the picture of that fucking job that he done? He's like, no, I didn't get no text. And I take his phone, like, see this? See that little dot there? That means you got a text. Now you click on that, and the picture
comes up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew that. Then why the fuck you ain't look at it?
My guy on the booth today, he can make a booth, but he don't know how to work a fucking cell phone.
His name's Joe Shuley.
Look at these pictures. And I'm like, he kept moving his phone up and down. I'm like, it ain't an iPad, cuz. Like, what's going on here, dude?
He thought it was a gyroscope, like, turning it, like.
Got another one, or are we done?
Nah, let's do one more.
Jackson, get me out of here.
Yeah, he wants to leave too quick. All right. This is a good one. Not really, but would you rather walk... That one's fucking
You gotta sell stupid. These when you read them.
Would you rather walk around all day with your favorite porn category labeled on your forehead or have a vivid sex dream about a coworker and must explain it in detail to everyone at the next staff meeting?
I mean, is HR going to get involved, or can you, like...
No, HR is, like, they're expecting this thing, and they're going to let it slide.
They want a fucking
That can be, like, entertaining.
Report.
I think I'd rather, like, fucking, you know, let that one fly.
But what if you had a sex dream and it was a dude?
Oh, that'd be a weirdo. That'd be a weirdo.
So I work with my dad, Jack, and fucking the other dudes involved in that. Yeah,
there's not too much dreaming that could be going on in our current situation.
I work at Rosado.
Yeah, the only dream I have is that place burns down.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, I guess that'd be weird. I didn't really think of that. There's no...
Nobody's in the corporate structure here.
Yeah, there's not a woman in sight.
If Eagle Tits worked to me, I'd fucking feel different.
Yeah,
there's not a woman in this building ever.
Yeah, never.
I don't see too many women that I'm thinking about throughout the day.
Not in the studio. Or we're out landscaping.
No,
there's a couple of them, but I think they're rug munchers.
You might be on something right there, Mike.
What about the Spearmint Rhino?
Spearmint Rhino, guys. We got the Cage Rage coming up March 30th. If you want to come, get on the guest list. All you got to do is DM Greenfield's Finest Podcast or on Facebook, DM Mike Zidell or Greenfield's Finest Podcast. Let me know you want to come. We're allowed to bring pretty much as many people as we want. You get in for free. You have to be there before midnight. That's the rule. There's no way around that. It's $25 admission, but if you come in on the guest list, it's free. So I think that's all we got, guys. Welcome our new sponsors. Oh, real quick, I want to let everybody know about Zanos. They wanted me to update you guys on a couple things real quick. Thank goodness I remembered. Okay, Zanos, on Monday... It's Wing Ding Night, Dollar Wings from 6:30 to 9:30. Wednesday, Taco Night, which we've already talked about, is $1.50 tacos from 7 to 10. Friday, April 5th, karaoke is back from 8 to 12 with motherfucking DJ Holland. And then 4:20, DJ Holland will be in the building cranking out all your favorite hits from 8 till midnight. Happy hour every day from 4 to 6. Half off select appetizers and 50 cents off every draft. Go down to Zano's Pub House. Have a great week, everyone. Remember, folks, Greenfield loves you. We're out.